It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, and before we let her leave, she has an interesting story about the power exchange.
She has an addendum.
All right, so, you know, we were talking about funny things that happened at the power exchange earlier, and my favorite story about that place, we ran that room for probably about 8 or 9 months, and one night we had a showcase going on. We had this guy on stage. Now, we had, you know, when you're on stage, we had all this seating in front of you. You know, there was some couches, some chairs, whatever, but over in the back corner of the room, there was a bed. And all the people that came there knew that there was no sex or nudity allowed in that room until our show was over. So the tranny that did all the makeup and everything like that, she had some dude that came to see her there. Well, since she worked there, she thought the rules didn't apply to her. So our headliner's on stage, and he's just getting ready to finish up, you know, his set. He had like 5-10 minutes left. She comes walking in the room with her titties hanging out, and she has this guy completely naked as she's walking him over to the bed. She lays him down face first. He's on his stomach, and she starts fisting his asshole.
What?
She got like that far up,
which is
on
a,
him
a good 8 inches.
The best part of, I mean, so everybody's like, "Hi, elephant in the room." Like everybody totally ignored the comedian on stage. They're like,
"Well,
huh?
Wouldn't you?" I mean, let's be honest.
So we're, I mean, everybody, we're like, "What in the hell?" Like, so the best part about it though is one of our comedians was actually sitting on the bed when they came in. So the whole time we're like, "Why isn't he moving? Why isn't he moving?" So after the fact, we're like, "Why didn't you move?" He goes, "Well, I didn't want to make him feel uncomfortable."
You don't disrupt the performance.
That's awesome.
These trannies, they have no regard for entertainment.
How can people find you? Just Facebook, or do you have a website?
Angie Crum on Facebook, Meatheads every Tuesday and Thursday, and the first Friday of every month at the Bunkhouse.
Kevin, how do we find you? Because I've already found Angie. Well, Angie found me, but how do we find you?
I'm also on Facebook. That's how I do most of my promoting. It's Kevin Winnie, W-I-N-N-E, on Facebook. And then every single Wednesday I'm at MVP Sports Lounge. Doing my show, and then I also do the first Saturday of the month Laugh Again at MVP Sports Lounge, 6120 West Tropicana.
Oh, we're almost right there, Jay, aren't we?
No, we're almost there.
I might come see you tonight.
Yeah, if you guys want, yeah.
So, cool. Look, thanks, guys. Me.
Ding, ding. I'll take one.
Tranny.
Come on, all you crazy folks. Crazy Jay has songs and jokes. Now he knows what he must do. It's time for number two. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we listening for? Don't ask me, I just can't say. We're listening to Crazy Jay. So bid your sanity adieu. Now who's number two?
Your ass, he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause you've always been a rotten little brat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna bite your ear, they're gonna chew your welcome mat, swallow your kitty cat. Reindeer coming and they're gonna eat your begonias, cause Santa hasn't fed them in a month. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass, he's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's sick of shoveling snow and reindeer poo. Elves are coming and they're gonna steal your turkey, wreck your TV, burn down your Christmas tree. Elves are coming and they're gonna trash your home, cause they ain't got nothing else to do.
Santa's loaded with attitude. He's loud and drunk and smelly and rude. His workshop's been closed by an auditor, and Mrs. Claus ran off with their chiropractor.
Oh, Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. He's gonna kick your ass. Santa's coming and he's gonna kick your ass, cause he's had a really crappy year.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. That, of course, is Santa's Gonna Kick Your Ass by the Arrogant Worms, coming in at number two. Number three on our countdown was from Bob Rivers. It's I'll Be Stoned for Christmas. Number four on our countdown was Because I Got High by Bob Rivers. Number five was Christmas Time from the Arrogant Worms. Number six was Jingle Bells Laughing All the Way by Saint Nick. Number seven was I Farted on Santa's Lap by the Little Stinkers. And then we had, of course, The Christmas Crush by Homegrown. We've got one more song on our Crazy 8 countdown, and we'll get to that just before the end of the show. But I talked about being on Facebook earlier and posting what people thought was the most offensive Christmas song they'd ever heard. And I gave you two examples of some of the ones they talked about. But here is one of the most offensive Christmas songs I think I have ever heard. Sorry, Doria.
You on top, let's fa la 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 la, let's go. Light you up, put you on top, let's fa la 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 la, let's go. Ho ho ho, under the mistletoe, yes everybody knows, we will take off our clothes, yes if you want us to, we will.
Yeah, to me, one of the most offensive Christmas songs ever written, The Christmas Tree by Lady Gaga. Sorry, Doria. You are listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Don't forget, Monday, December 5th, it is our ugly Christmas sweater party and food drive for Three Square Food Bank. A lot of stuff going on during that show. Reverend Travis has got a go up to the roof of the Plaza Hotel and spend a month up there. I don't know why he wants to do it, but it's going to happen. A lot of great people coming out for the event. Seth Turner, Chris Hears, Sunset Thomas. We've got the band called Suspense coming out. And a guest coming up here in just a few minutes is going to be there, the Squeeze Box Hero. And also Angie Crumb will be there. It's going to be an awesome show, December 5th at the Swingers Club, for the Rockin' Comedy Show live. And again, not a real swingers club, just the name of the bar. And coming up Wednesday, we'll be doing the show from Cheeburger Cheeburger as we host Man vs. Cheeburger Cheeburger, where somebody can eat up to 5 pounds of hamburger. I don't know what to say about that. But right now, here's a Christmas song that truly is offensive, and it's even called that. It's the most offensive Christmas song ever.
Howdy ho! The Virgin Mary was sleeping when Angel Gabriel appeared. He said, "You are to be the Virgin Mother," and Mary thought that was weird. But then Gabriel said to Mary, "My child, have no fear, and still be a virgin, Mary, and still not be considered flawed. You're still a virgin in the eyes of go get a rock. That's right. Then three wise men did appear, bearing gifts of myrrh and such. They said that they had followed a star and missed a woman's touch. But again, Gabriel appeared to her, and this is what he said. I'm still a virgin, Mary. Everyone in the nation.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are back up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. Mr. Mike Doria.
Still filling in.
Somebody that hit us up on your Craigslist ad.
And by my Craigslist ad, I mean to promote the show. I have other Craigslist ads out there that you can also hit.
Men for Men, you know, kind of ads.
That Kevin was adorable.
But you've come across the Squeeze Box Hero.
Well, listen, I can't control who gets in touch with me. They just do. But, we found the Squeeze Box Hero. And I'll be honest, when I heard Squeeze Box, I was thinking a whole other different thing. But no idea what the hell was going to go on. And I'm actually going to tweet him out right now. But welcome, Squeeze Box Hero.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And tell us why you're called the Squeeze Box. I don't want to ruin your thunder.
No, because I'm a Squeeze Box Hero. Stars in his eyes. No stars in my cape.
He's got an accordion, people.
I play Squeeze Box, yeah.
But you and I actually have some history, and it was weird. We just discovered this like the other day. You emailed me a song back in my California days.
Yeah.
During the Y2K fiasco.
Right.
And you were with what was the name of the group then?
Samsonite and Delight, yeah.
And Delight, yeah.
Yeah, until we got a cease and desist letter from Samsonite, and then we changed it to Samson and Delight, yeah. So it's kind of a play on Delilah, yeah.
You know, and we kind of briefly talked that we were all kind of disappointed that Y2K didn't wipe out anything. We all were looking forward to it.
Just like any other
Music. Yeah, we were all looking forward to the world's demise. And
of course.
I thought the accordion would rise in the ashes. Now.
Yeah,
because right. It's the only musical instrument that doesn't have to be connected to something.
Right.
And you've also been on America's Got Talent.
Yep. Yeah. Second season.
Second season. How'd that go? Did you make it to the Vegas round?
No. I got X'd off the first show. But I had a few.
Let me guess. Pierce Morgan didn't like you.
Yeah.
Who does he like?
I know. Yeah.
That's Sharon Osbourne. What was she like? Because she seems like she's a mother. She's a nurturer.
Yeah.
She's a bitch.
No. I didn't talk to her. I mean, I was on stage and, but yeah, she asked me like halfway through my song. So she gave me a little bit of break.
Well, then she's a bitch too.
Yeah.
See, I like her. I think she gives a lot of people the benefit of the doubt. I would have like buzzed them like 30 seconds into their performance.
Right.
But Pierce Morgan's not going to be back this coming season. So that'll be good.
Right.
So you should try out again.
Eah. Maybe you'll make it.
I don't know. On to bigger and better things, like this radio show.
Where are you going to move on to bigger and better things with an accordion?
The 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant.
Yeah, like Andy Warhol's, they do better in Europe than here, so, you know, they're from Portland.
Right.
So for our listeners that don't know, it's one instrument, and, you know, I love music. I just never understood the accordion or how to play it. So how does one get into playing the accordion?
If you want him to teach you, I have an extra one in there that we could...
You really have an accordion?
Yeah, I used to play one with my grandpa all the time.
Yeah, strap it on.
I swear to God, finally the missing piece of the puzzle.
There's no missing piece. You're the only person that didn't know. I say it all the time. My grandpa was like, if you're going to be a huge Weird Al fan, I need to teach you how to play the accordion. Yeah.
And yet you didn't bring it out when the Squeeze Box Hero was here?
We haven't decided to jam together.
Wow. Jam together in the accordion.
We have to leave him wanting more. So
It
is a nice looking accordion.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I got a pawn shop in Portland. So.
Buy a new accordion? You bought it at a pawn shop?
Yeah.
Honestly, the only thing I think I can even play now is the air button. Oh. I haven't played in a long time.
I have an air button on this. So.
I haven't played in a long time.
I'm amazed that you're still working. You bought it at a pawn shop. It's missing buttons, and yet you're still getting gigs.
Yeah, well, I have a couple of them. But yeah, this is my favorite. It's, like, it's fallen off of stools. It's been in like video shoots, and they're spinning it around. It fell off. This thing popped off. It still works.
Well, half of the accordion is a piano, and the other half is a series of weird buttons.
Yeah.
So chords. Did you have to know how to play the piano before you played the accordion?
It helps, yeah. I already knew. I took organ lessons as a kid, you know. Keyboard,
which is like a piano.
Yeah. It's just easier than give me calluses.
But now you're doing it like vertical versus horizontal.
Right, because up is down. Because I was teaching my girlfriend how to do it, and like when you go up, you're actually going down, and you know.
You're teaching your girlfriend how to go down.
Yeah. So yeah, but this part, yeah, if you play piano right hand, same, then you just memorize what these little buttons do. So
well, but I mean, for any of you that can't see, obviously all of you can't see the accordion. There's like
120.
Yeah, 120 buttons on there. I would be. You lost me at two.
But see, there's that one. I have a little thing, like a little diamond or something. That's my C. You just know where the C is. And there's like a little indent.
And then all other 119 buttons fall into place.
No, well, real accordion players use them all. I just use like 8 of these buttons. Oh. Yeah.
So it's more it's like bedazzled. It's decoration.
Yeah. I don't even know what this last row
10
is,
points so. For using the word bedazzled.
Bedazzled. Bedazzled. You learn things about stuff on the Rock and Comedy Show.
Yeah, like you didn't know I used to play accordion.
And I still don't really even believe you, and I don't want to know any more about it.
We'll do a duet next.
Don't be a dick.
Next show. Tell us how you came up with the. Well, I mean, I get why you became the squeeze box hero, but how do you sort of develop this persona and then take it onto the streets of Las Vegas or wherever did you perform and make it something?
Yeah, well, I used to be. My stage name was Polka Dot Wizard.
I like that even more, actually.
Yeah, like Pinball Wizard.
Your alter ego.
Yeah. And then for some reason, I changed it to Squeeze Box Hero because it was more, I don't know.
Well, it's a squeeze box.
Right, squeeze box. And then, you know, like the Foreigner song, Jukebox Hero, but Squeeze Box Hero.
And why not the guitar or maybe the piano?
Because the accordion is sexy.
I wanted more chicks.
Jay opened the door. Do you get a lot of pussy with the squeeze box?
Not so much.
Don't lie. God damn it.
I'm an honest
lie.
Kind of guy. Yeah.
You're supposed to say yes.
Hell yeah.
Ever since you started playing accordion, the chicks are throwing themselves at you.
I can't imagine how
God
they're
damn
not
it.
Beating down your door.
I do get a few.
For once, I could have had him.
They had a whole idea, a whole different idea of what the
squeeze
box
let's
was.
Let's ask that question again. Take two.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of pussy playing the squeeze box?
I have way too much pussy. I have to give some to Jay.
Right. CJ, I'm going to borrow your accordion
See?
For the show.
But you don't need pussy.
For the cock.
It doesn't have the same effect.
No, for gay people, it just turns the other way. And it works that way. It's like the keys are on this side.
There's no holes, but... Your fingers will fit.
It's only outies, no innies.
So you've put out an entire album, which I've never really seen an accordion player do, but it's
Weird
called,
Al.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
Lawrence
other,
Welk.
Yeah. Well, actually, in Vegas, though, it's a rare breed. I think there's like six of us. You know, and five of them play at the Bellagio or that other place. You know. So
you found us. Let's be honest. We didn't find you, but we're glad we did.
Yeah.
You did. So where do you perform?
I'm doing a regular gig at the Wyndham Resorts, and then I play
You were going to say,
parties.
I do a regular gig at the Wynn Dumb Resorts. Not the Wynn Hotel.
In Laughlin, no.
Steve Wynn does not want to have me, but the Wynn Dumb does.
Well, I got hired twice by a head of one of the casinos, but for the family. I won't say names, but...
Oh, you can use names.
Yeah, but
care.
That was a singing telegram. But, yeah, I played rock. I was in rock bands for a while, and so I busted out. We're doing Led Zeppelin, and I was pull out the accordion and jump up on the speaker. And
do some Led Zeppelin on accordion.
Well, I don't really. Oh, okay. Here we go. The band did. I just played along with it, but hold on.
No, you can just play it. That's fine. Nice.
It goes on and on.
Awesome. So now, do you stand on the strip and do this, or do you just specifically gig at the Wyndham?
The Wyndham.
I've only done like that's called busking. I try it like once a year, and I don't really. I mean, I think I like it. I think you'd be good at it, but it's not my cup of tea.
In some cities, you need a license to actually.
I know. Yeah.
Not here in Vegas.
Yeah, I tried it in Seattle. I mean, Portland's fine. Berkeley was great, but It's too hot here in the summer, obviously, because this is there's like wax in here to melt.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I do. Yeah, parties and corporate events and a lot of singing telegrams. And have you heard of Fiverr?
Fiverr?
Fiverr.com?
No.
God, it's a F-I-V-E-R-R.
Oh, Fiverr.
Fiverr. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I speak in mutter.
Thought it was like a gastrointestinal website.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad side effects. Right. No, but so it's a site, whatever people do for $5. Like, I'll blah, blah for $5. I'll do this for $5. And so I do singing telegrams, but via the video for $5.
So people hire you. You don't like actually like
right.
show people up on the website. Like, well, I don't believe you, so do it for $5.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they'll go. Oh, yeah, sing happy birthday to my cousin, you know, Joe. And then
do you get paid for that?
Yeah. Well, I get a whopping $4. So
because
Fiverr gets a buck. Yeah. So it should be called $4.
I gotta get on there, Jay.
It's awesome. It's
you don't know what I'll
things.
Do for $5.
You can get like Facebook girlfriend.
I have an idea.
So, so we booked you on the Rocking Comedy Live Show, which is going to be. I don't want to say airing because it's live, so it's stupid. But it'll be on December 5th over at the Plaza Hotel at the Swingers Club. So give our audience, those who can't join us for the show because they're around the world somewhere,
right.
what kind of songs will you be doing?
Well, I have to do a couple Christmas songs, like, you know.
And a one-horse open sleigh, fields
of gold, laughing all the way. Bells and bottles ring, make these spirits bright. That kind of stuff. I'll do a.
See what he was thinking of. He could do Name That Tune, but using the accordion.
Well, yeah, like here. Like
well, not with that song.
Not with that song, but I mean.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay. Wrapped up like a douche.
Whatever.
Wrapped up like a douche.
I sing that, and people still don't get it sometimes. Yeah, and then, of course, I do TV theme songs.
Okay, yeah, Munsters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Hey. Then, of course, I do a rock. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby. All the girls say, pretty fly for a polka guy.
So, do you do any like new like on the radio today?
Yes. What he wants to know is, can you do any Lady Gaga?
Oh, awesome!
Oh, fuck my life!
Why do you mention that?
he might even sing. He might even sing.
Good, because I would know like a tenth of the words any of the songs I do. So,
I've noticed.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Caught in a bad romance. Whoa. She wants your loving, she wants your disease. She wants everything as long as it's free. She wants your love.
Let's give it
a love, love, love. She wants your love. That's right. Ooh. You know she wants it. You know she needs it. She wants a bad romance. All right. I want your loving and I want your revenge. You and me can write a bad romance. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I want your loving. Underpants.
Oh my God, Squeezebox Hero, I love you.
Awesome.
Who knew Lady Gaga was?
He was very unsure, but now that you've done Lady Gaga, you're his new favorite act.
Okay, I'll practice my other ones like Katy Perry. And I learned
well, and you know what's probably funny? You could probably sing better than Katy Perry.
I don't know. I don't know.
Watch any of her live performances. And Katy Perry, I love you. Not that you're listening, but...
Right.
You really got to tighten up in your live performances.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, well, I'm like that, yeah, so. But and she sings higher than me, though, so I can't quite.
Well, she sings higher than she normally should anyway.
Well, yeah, like a song I'm like, honey, you're gold, you're yes and you're no, you're in and you're out. But I just take it down to F. You're
hot and you're cold, you're yes and you know, you're in and you're out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So where do you perform at, like, where do you perform? And what,
besides
will,
the
what
wind dumb.
Funerals are probably not a hit.
Yeah, no. I say that, but yeah, it'd be kind of sad. So, but almost any place. A couple restaurants won't allow it. Like I did a singing telegram for Jimmy Kimmel's music director, the sax player.
Yeah.
And it was at some fancy restaurant. I can't think of the name.
In here in Vegas?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he got married. So someone hired
Wait,
me
Jimmy
to go
Kimmel
there.
Got married?
No, no.
The band director.
The sax guy, yeah. And, but yeah, they wouldn't allow it in the actual restaurant. So they had him come out, and I did it in the hallway. And
why wouldn't they allow it in the restaurant?
I don't know. I guess because they don't want, you know, maybe there's a case of strippers coming in or, you know, accordion players or ruins.
Because of the same thing.
Yeah, well, no, in one place, even Claim Jumper and Henderson wouldn't allow it.
What?
So, yeah, I know. So they had to come out, but most of them allow it. And,
listen, if I open up a business here, you can come in anytime
awesome,
you fucking want
awesome.
To, as long as you're going to buy something off the menu
okay,
or whatever
yeah.
it is I'm selling
right,
at that point.
Don't change it all. Can I have that cooked that way? That happened to me. No, but even I just did one for an Australian person. Wait, an Australian, whatever, in at the towel restaurant. And they said, no, you can't do it. We'll bring them out. But then they actually talked to people, and they allowed me to come in. So
who would say no to an accordion player? It's not like one of those instruments. It's not like an electric guitar where it's everywhere you go.
Yeah, well, it's kind of obnoxious. You know, it's not
if you had a little monkey, they'd let you.
I didn't bring it, but I have a little bit.
It's in the car with the windows cracked.
Yeah, it's cool outside. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not hot.
I love that you said the accordion's a little obnoxious. I have to agree, but it's fun.
Yeah. A lot of people, some people have a certain... perception that's in their head and they don't really like it, but then if they hear someone play it a different way, then they do. That's happened a few times because I don't play it like a typical accordion player.
Yeah, but the accordion has kind of unique sound. You can't really change the sound on an accordion.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
How do you know when to let the accordion breathe and when to like compress and decompress? And
it just happens. It's magic. I don't know.
It's
I never took a lesson. I just go until I feel like one in or if it starts running out.
Right.
But that's probably – I should have took a lesson. There's probably a technique I should –
Oh, no. I'm not implying you're not playing well.
No. Yeah, no, but that's – I gave a couple lessons in the – that was the hardest thing. Like, one guy is a great, piano player, guitar player, but he every note he wanted to go in or the next note he wanted to go out.
Oh, and you can't do that.
And it doesn't work like that.
No. So.
But you have to know when to go in and out.
Oh, you know when to go in and out.
She's in and she's out. No. I just feel
You just feel the accordion.
It just comes to me. Oh.
Well, let's take a break and we'll be back with the Squeeze Box Hero. Right after
ra,
this.
Ra, ra, ra.
Breakdown. All computers will crash. I said meltdown. Society will collapse. You can count down. On the way to disaster at 2000. Young man. Auto deposit fails. I said old man. Your checks are lost in the mail. You just go down to your survivalist refuge at 2000. Windows will crash when it's Y2K. Your files are trashed when it's Y2K. Your microwave won't cook. You'll have to read a book. You better learn to beta hook. Airplanes will fly when it's Y2K. Engines will die when it's Y2K. Your telephone won't dial. You'll have to walk 4 miles. When your visa won't work at the bar. You can never retire at the shop, mom. Your credit card will expire. It will lowball your investment portfolio in 2000. Broker, are your stocks still so high? I said joker. Out the window you'll fly. It's a soaker. When the markets collapse at you, 2000. Are you okay for this Y2K? Who saved the day when it's Y2K? Will disaster strike? Can we plug up the dike? Can we live like the Amish now? Water won't run when it's Y2K. You better stock up when it's Y2K. Washing machines will fail. All your clothes will smell. Your maid will tell you to go to food will be scarce when it's Y2K. Can't find a hearse when it's Y2K. Famine will prevail. Existence will be hell. Only Bill Gates will survive. Prices will hike when it's Y2K.
dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobs are ringing, make your spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing and sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride.
Take a ride.
Soon this fatty bike was seated by my side. Oh, yeah. The horse was leaning late. Misfortune seemed his mark. We got into a drifted bank and we all got upset. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now the crowd is won. Go get it while you're young. Take the girls tonight. Oh, sing the sleighing song. Just gotta pop the bay to 40 for his speed. Then hitch your back to an open sleigh and crack your bangaree. Ooh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor with a squeeze box hero. And during our break, he taught Doria how to play my accordion.
Ready?
Which Doria is still very amazed that I even had
one. First of all, what you failed to mention the entire time is that the accordion weighs about 350 pounds.
It weighs more than him.
Seriously. It's not an easy fucking instrument.
Right. So when you see Weird Al dancing around up there on stage and kicking his legs and stuff.
He's stronger than you thought.
He's a lot stronger, yeah. And my grandpa always said if I was going to like Weird Al, I had to learn how to play the accordion.
Right,
so
have some perception.
And that's the one he taught me how to play on. So that's awesome. At least it's
listen, I'm just going to say it. I don't even really think anybody knows how to play the accordion. You just push some fucking buttons, press some keys, and it all sounds right. See, look.
The chicks, yeah.
So that's Doria. Let's hear a little bit of you.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you.
Now you guys are going to play the Elephant March together, right?
Accordion off.
Yeah.
You, okay. He's learned
to hit. Every note still? Yeah, you got it.
Wait,
yeah.
Is it?
Perfect, yeah.
Yeah, he's learned his part.
Yeah. No, yeah, right, first, the middle finger, yeah, done.
All right.
And make it short, like, done. Okay, so, here it comes. I'll do an intro first. I'll slow it down. Crowd goes wild!
I have a really big part in this.
He's chugging a beer now. You ready? Okay, now time for your big solo. Oh. Hey! He think I even made the accordion face.
I'm putting my chin down to hold the accordion because I can't, like, the...
Well, yeah, he doesn't have any straps on either, so...
Not yet. That comes later.
I'm totally going to get into the accordion now.
Awesome.
I don't understand this instrument one... I mean, I get it, but...
Well, you know what? And also... I can bring in my 12. These are it's called 120 bass because there's 120 buttons.
Right.
The first one I learned on was a 12 bass, and there's only 12 buttons, so it's smaller, so it's a lot easier.
Ooh,
it's lighter.
That.
So, yeah, that's the way to go. So.
So one part of the accordion is sort of like the lead, and the other part's the bass.
Exactly.
You're playing the bass and the accordion. Oh, now
yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, yeah. The right hand's the lead. Or left hand, you know, the one side with the keys is usually the melody, and then the button side is a bass part usually.
So what if I played this? CJ, this is easy.
Kind of jazzy.
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. He was playing. I know my... Wah, wah. And now what are these buttons that are...
They'll change the tone. You just push it once and it'll change, and I push the other one.
Well, it won't push because it's probably old.
It might be broken, yeah.
Yeah. Che, you got to... Now, I wonder why I can't play the accordion normally.
Oh, yeah, blame it on the fucking button. His is broken. He has no problems.
Yeah, yeah.
He's missing buttons.
Yeah, well, see, here I'll push this left one. and just kind of listen to.
You say the left one, but the left button. There's 120 buttons.
The two big ones here. It's this one. So here, listen to the sound. It's like a thinner, higher. You know. So.
You sound yourself. Good.
Anyway, it's like, you sound like Miss Megatroid in Portland.
I sound name? Like
Miss,
what?
Miss Megatroid.
Heavens to Megatron.
Yeah, but she did like eerie kind of avant-garde.
Well, everything sounds eerie on this thing. Like, you're about to die. Ma'am, your husband's been cheating on you. You've just lost your house and your kids. It's a really... It's
You've
a
been
really
served.
Morbid kind of instrument, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome.
But it's not near as loud as the bagpipes. I did a gig with bagpipes.
Oh, Jesus. Those are the most annoying. That's the most annoying instrument ever.
They're cool, but they're really loud,
And you know what you don't notice on a bagpiper? Is that they fucking have drool coming out of them.
I didn't know that. Oh, because they have that tube in their mouth.
Yeah, because they have to, like, because there's a lot of spit. Because I used to play a woodwind instrument. I really did play the
clarinet. I bet you did.
And there's, like, a spit valve that, like, lets the drool out of the instrument. I'm like, it's really
disgusting. It's just like a trumpet. You gotta drain it.
Yeah.
I'll drain the trumpet.
See, I play saxophone and it doesn't have that. So you just have to kind of leak it somewhere. I don't know.
And yet, of all the instruments you could have picked up, which has been many, you decide that
Because again, you get a lot of pussy with an accordion.
My saxophone, I have to buy reeds for it. You know.
This one, you just gotta, first of all, have magnificent upper body strength and be able to push things heavily.
Can you do like the beer barrel polka?
Oh, yeah, that's my mom's favorite.
It's badass.
Here, I'll do the birthday barrel polka.
Okay, that's right.
It's your birthday, so I sing this little ditty. I know it isn't pretty, but I paid to, so I have to. What I got here is a polka. I turned it to a birthday, I gotta do it our way. The joke is for you. You got hair that's growing out your nostrils. You got hair that's growing out your ears. Hey, you're getting older and grayer, but what the hair? Cause we're all getting up in the years, especially Jay. Oh! Kidding me. Roll out the barrels, oompa, oompa, oompa. We'll have a barrel of fun and monkeys. Roll out the barrels, oompa, oompa. We got the blues on the run. You got the what? Oh, bean man, the polka. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Is this the part where you don't know the words?
Yeah. What? I'm doing German there. Yeah, yeah. That's true. I forgot the word.
Yeah, yeah.
I never learned them. I don't have time.
Nice cover.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. When I don't know the words, I just roll into German tongue.
Awesome. So you do a lot of current stuff.
I need to learn more. You know, I'm kind of stuck in the 80s and the 70s. But
what do you know from the 80s?
Yeah, try and stump us. Play something without, and we'll try to see if we can figure it out.
This is barely 80s. I have to sing it, though.
We live in a material world.
Okay. Okay.
There's no dancing in, there's no dancing in, no friends of mine. Hey, you can go where you want to, listen to me, we'll never find. You can act like a girl. Yeah, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah. Totally awesome.
Yeah, well, here, wait. You were working as a waitress
in a cocktail bar.
Cocktail store.
And I met you. I picked you up, shook around, and turned you around. There you go. 5 years later on, you got the world at your feet. Be you, sex would be too easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now. And I can put you back down too. Oh, no, no, don't.
Don't you want me?
You know I don't believe it when I hear that you won't see me die.
Do you know any of the Bengals? One of my favorites.
No, I need to learn that.
What?
I know, sorry.
Well, you have until Monday.
Okay.
And I won't walk like an Egyptian, mister. I don't want like Manic Monday.
That's an easy one. I like that other one. I forgot. It's a big hit.
Manic Monday?
That's it, yeah.
Just another Manic Monday.
No, it's a different one. It's a redo by the Simon and Garfunkel, I think, originally did it.
I love it in your room midnight.
I'm just kidding.
No. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
So the accordion. So you said you give lessons teaching people this?
No, I have given lessons. I could if people begged me. I'm not really a kind of teaching kind of guy. You know, like the computer guy.
Because
you
either have it or you don't.
Just do it. Yeah.
Well, my grandpa was the same way. It was really hard for him to teach the notes. It was just kind of like just follow along.
Right. I think that's mostly because the people that are actually playing the accordion don't really know what they're doing either. They just
well, it's very hard to look down and know that the scale is backwards. I mean, that was one reason I used to have
issues with
it. Well, for a whole other slew of reasons, it's just not the easiest of instruments.
It is not an easy instrument to play. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
See how pretty?
It's beautiful. For Peter Cushing or...
I could do backup accordioning.
You could, yeah. I will jump.
Pretty soon you guys will be able to do dueling accordions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So that'll be like the new fad in Vegas, dueling accordions?
Yeah, dueling pianos. Yeah, that's so old. Yeah.
Well, half of it is a piano.
Yeah.
Or an organ.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, that's fun. So.
We still don't know what the hell you do, but we love it.
Yeah. Awesome.
And yet I'm sitting here with a freaking accordion.
I know, so you're hooked.
And you know what's funny? So
he's trapped.
It's too heavy for him to lift.
I know, right?
Can we go to break, please?
I've shattered the femur in my leg. So why do your accordions look almost identical?
That's weird, isn't it? It's inverse.
Yeah.
You have like the same markings.
Red and white, and yeah.
Yeah. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, because I have red. My black keys are red, just like his are. And
I know, isn't that weird?
Yeah, it is weird.
You guys... playing this stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, that was the trick.
Our big duo, it's our debut.
Although all of your
yours are all different.
Yeah, your keys.
You have different. Mine are the same.
Well, actually, I'm not even sure that's a piano. I think it moves. Oh, but his buttons are right, white, and red.
Yeah, his is fancier.
Yeah,
fine, made me feel bad now.
Wow. So give us a. So it's Christmas, Jay.
Yeah.
And I have been, I've been practicing.
Well, it's not Christmas yet. Yeah. But
it's Christmas-ish.
They're playing Christmas songs. Yeah,
that's true.
Do you know O Holy Night?
No, I can learn it. I'm was going to record a Christmas CD in 1 week. I still might do it.
Wait, you don't even know the most popular Christmas songs yet? You're going to record a CD in 1 week?
Well, because I read music. So I got the book in. Well, I don't have it with me. But I recorded two songs, but then my computer quit working. So it might be real bare bones. It's like one mic and I'll just play it. So, but I'm going to sell it for $5 on Fiverr. So.
Well, only because I can imagine you're going to sell it for more than that.
Yeah, with the recording quality of a cassette deck.
Not that I'm calling out your skill or talent. I'm just like,
holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon
virgin's child, holy infant, tender. Am I like chicken?
Well, what about Jingle Bell Rock?
I don't know that. I need to learn it. Yeah,
all right, why don't you play something you do know?
Yeah,
Jingle Bells and that one, and then I'll see. Wait,
we'll just play anything.
Okay.
Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King.
Heaven and nature sing.
Hey, nice.
Everything ends with a German hey.
Yeah, yeah.
I
do oi, for the Jewish people.
Oh, oi.
Yeah, yeah. Oi.
Oi. So I think we should incorporate him to do Name That Tune.
Yeah.
It'd be a little difficult more than Frankie just playing
because,
the song.
Well, yeah.
I'll give you my song list and then stuff that he doesn't have or things that'd be cool.
Well, your song list is apparently short so far. We know Lady Gaga.
No. I have a partial list right here.
Oh, my God. He's got a little display on the table here that I didn't even know.
All right. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see if you can.
Also, I have to. The fine print is I only know 98% of the songs. Now, you think since I printed myself, I'd learn all of them?
Well, I'll throw one out and see.
Well, because nobody really wants to hear the whole song on the accordion.
Yeah,
they want to hear snippets.
Yeah.
You're like Zoe Bowie on the accordion.
How about
Hard Day's Night?
Oh, yeah. I just played that today.
Where?
At the Wynn. at the Wynn.
Dumb. The Wynn. Dumb.
Cafeteria. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a clock. But when I get up to you, I find the things that you do, you know I feel all right. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. I forgot the score.
I love it that you're just so not modest.
You hold me tight. Oh, yes, in a high.
You just played it today and you've already forgotten.
Well, I mean, basically, we could just take this list and be like, give us something from the 50s and 60s and play whatever you know.
I don't
kids. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Learning how to learn to tie his bootlace. See how they run.
See how they run.
Lady Madonna.
Nice. Very cool.
Now, do you also have another job to coincide with this fairly lucrative business?
I do. Yeah, I'm a man of many hats. Actually, I was on national TV for
which,
my hat
by the
collection.
Way, the hat's really.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, my girlfriend ordered this off the internet, and I think some lady made it, and yeah, it's awesome. Kind of hot, but
are you going to be wearing that on Monday?
We think you should.
I
think
I have a couple. I have this. I didn't bring it tonight, but the real tall. It's on my website, but. You know, real tall jingle bell, you know, just a real tall hat.
Is that to distract from the actual accordion playing? Because people are like, what am
I only know
right
four
now?
Chords, you know.
Half a song and...
That's it. You know,
you're getting gigs at the Wind.
Dumb.
So what do you do for a full-time job?
I don't. I do other gigs. I play synthesizers, keyboard, sax with show bands like the best Elton John tribute show. Because I play with a few of them, but he's really good. And then,
You can afford a living on this. Chase, I take up the fucking
now also, I do moving jobs too on the side. So, if, you know, like if you need help right now getting that off you, I could lift it off you for you.
What?
No, but you know, like moving the furniture and stuff. So, yeah, it's like in the day he does this. And
by day, he's a furniture mover. By night,
accordion player.
I still don't know what the hell he does.
Squeeze box here.
At the Wind.
Dumb.
I just played Ellis Island Oktoberfest, and that was a hoot.
Oh, my God. Jay awesome. And I actually, well, we used to frequent the Ellis Island a lot. We tapered off a bit.
Yeah, because our favorite karaoke jock's not there.
I know. Now she's at the Rio.
Charlie,
yes. Yay! I love Charlie.
I love Charlie.
You know Charlie?
Yeah, well,
She DJ'd my Halloween party.
No way.
Yeah.
I love her. Yeah, I've only done it 3 times, but she was so friendly. Like, she remembered my name. I came back, and, you know.
Charlie is awesome. If you ever, folks, come to town and want to do karaoke, besides seeing the accordion player, want to do karaoke.
Look, Dory is this good at learning the accordion. He's going to do this next song. Okay. He just told me that he learned how to play Chariots of Fire.
Oh, that's a good song, yeah.
Let's hear it, Doria.
No, not Bo Tyler. Let Doria do it.
That was just a warm-up. I'm winded.
Also, Botilas was in a Speedo running in slow motion when we did that.
Ah, so. Well, you have to. Well, listen, you don't lack in the props department. I'll tell you that much.
Very awesome. Yeah, you're a very TV. Fun guest.
Oh, I never knew we could have so much fun with the squeeze box.
I wasn't worried about it at all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad you found us on the. What made you respond
Craigslist.
To this ad?
I'm always, you know, I look at Craigslist, I see weird gigs and jobs, and said, yeah, bands wanted. And said,
he was looking for a massage.
Yeah, because I posted in categories most people would never find,
right,
but apparently you did. You scour.
I seek him out, you know. Tool section, you know, I was like, yeah.
Well,
he was like, I'm looking for a massage, and there's a thing here for the swingers club.
Like, I didn't even read the whole ad. I'm like, Jay, this guy does something with a squeeze box. He's probably like a DJ.
And I'm
Bunker.
Like, say no more.
All
say
of a
no
sudden,
more.
He shows with a fucking accordion. I'm like, I'm going to blame this one on Jay.
You're pumped.
He's booked.
See, folks, we do let anybody on the Rock
and
Comedy
show. If it ends up being our last show, we're going down in flames.
So you've never played it. Now, would you like to play a funeral, or do you think that'd be just a little bit too
funeral.
Much
funeral? Oh, no, I'd play it. I'd play it.
Can you play some funeral music for us?
The who?
Funeral music.
Like a cathedral type, you know. Christ has died. Well.
It's alive! Oh, he's dead. Sorry.
Like, their demise is in
Wait. That's awesome.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. Tis you, this year you must go and have a party.
Wait.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. Oh, Danny boy,
Now, your voice, being a singer that I am as well, is not that bad.
Yeah,
but you make it more comical, so you don't really make it as, like, you don't showcase your voice as much as you probably.
That's true. That's true. Like, I do Queen songs, you know, like a.
She just called me a queen.
No.
Well.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive, and the world turning inside out, yeah, throwing around in ecstasy, so
see?
Don't stop me now, don't, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you do hit some of those good notes.
I just have to practice. You know, I don't sing a lot, or if I'm doing singing telegrams.
Well, apparently, from what I've gathered on your performance here tonight, you really don't learn any of the songs. You don't know half of the chorus, nor do you practice at all. You somehow make a fucking living at the accordion.
I know. It's weird.
You half-ass everything, and you make a living out of it.
I know. Well, my girlfriend.
What are we doing wrong?
I know, right? We put so much hard work into this ridiculous show, and you
see, I know.
And I make a nickel an hour.
Yeah, right. Now, you mentioned your girlfriend, and you mentioned that she played or has played the accordion. She gave up because it was too hard.
Yeah.
But first off, his girlfriend's not here, so that's still skeptical.
Yeah. Right. And by girlfriend, we're going to assume, we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt tonight. Because I can't imagine, I would probably have killed you about 25 years ago if you kept playing the goddamn accordion.
I think she just got tired of being, you know, musician and... She used to sing too, but she's an artist now. So, she'll get.
But
mad
you guys are still together.
Oh yeah,
same girl.
Yeah.
All right.
Does she ever like get the urge to break out the accordion because you're at home? Well,
no.
Not practicing any of the time. But
she hates it. Like I'm doing the Christmas song, she will not even listen to him. So.
Well, I can't blame her. I'm not.
Is she going to be there Monday? I would love to meet her.
No, well maybe, but probably not. You know, she only leaves the house like twice a month.
She's a recluse.
Tell her it's for me.
Yeah.
It's an old friend.
I'll try. I'll do my best. But I can't, you know, I can't promise.
Is it because she doesn't want to watch you perform or she just hates people?
No. I don't know.
Which I'm guessing when you have an accordion, you're running the same circles.
Yeah, well, she's just really busy making art and she's on Etsy and making weird things. And so.
We're going to have to meet her too, Jay.
Yeah. She's cool. You can Google her. You can find out.
She's a delight.
No, delight, yeah.
I like long walks on the beach, art. I hate the fucking accordion.
Make it stop. Yeah.
So do you actually practice? And I'm being half funny.
Well, I
know that, but I mean, do you at least attempt to practice?
Yes. Well, and I learn new songs, and I record stuff. I learned a Justin Bieber song, but I forgot it like a day later. That's the one.
That's
baby,
his only,
blue,
yeah.
That's the only one anybody needs to know.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay. Phew, I picked the right one.
I'm impressed that you had me at Lady Gaga's Bad Romance.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No.
That won him over right there. Before he was like, I don't know about this guy, but now Lady Gaga, come on.
Now, I hate to even bring it up, but can people buy this album on like iTunes or Amazon?
I don't know. I mean, not yet, because I'm only on song two. But
well, with your rigorous practice schedule, you should be out with the album in 2030.
I'm gonna have it for sale at the gig.
Okay. You're gonna put an album together between now and Monday?
Well, you've seen how I do things.
He just recorded
half of it right here.
He has nothing else going on.
I'm doing backup vocals, apparently.
I brought a CD. I put the jingle bells like the typical, like what you'll hear.
Right.
You know,
how many songs are on an album?
That's only one on that. There's only one on that. It's a single.
You put a goddamn CD out with one album, one song.
This was 1999.
Just so you know, that one.
There's no accordion in that.
It's 3 minutes and 12 seconds long.
I spent
more on the album artwork and the actual CD.
I did it all myself, like with the ancient.
Well,
computer.
No shit.
See, that's just me and my girlfriend. Or like, you think it's like a bunch of people, but it's really just us.
You're a whiz in Photoshop.
Hey, thanks. Hey, that's before we even had Photoshop. But that actually got picked by NPR as the best Y2K song of the year. We beat in the whole nation, and we sold out. We sold like 200.
The more you talk, the more aggravated he gets. I have been busting my ass for 2 years in the Vegas Strip. This jackass walks in with an album that I could have produced in my basement.
No. I got my Rock Band and New Year's Eve gig at the Monte Carlo off Craigslist.
You got a gig at the Monte Carlo?
I played on stage. I was hired in my band to play for the mayor for his birthday a couple years ago.
I hate you. Get out.
I've done more. I got flown to Cayman Islands.
You know what? You're fucking lying.
I have proof. There's pictures on my website.
Jesus Christ.
I marched in Reagan's inaugural parade, so that gives my age away.
If you really want to kill him, just say you've played for the president.
I know.
Oh, I did. Well, President Reagan.
You know, I did background vocals on U2's new album.
No, I know Courtney from the Danny Warhols. he was my door guy.
And yet you hardly ever pick up the accordion in practice.
I know.
Well, he doesn't need to, apparently.
I'm doing all these other things. I got my synthesizer. Well,
you got the moving by day.
The moving jobs.
You got your girlfriend who's a recluse.
He works at the Wynn.
You
dumb.
Work at the Wynn. Dumb. I mean, Christ, I'm surprised we could even get you to book this show tonight. You're so fucking busy.
No. I went to visit my mom for the halt with my family in Denver, and I'm at the airport with my accordion and my hat on.
Making a couple extra bucks before you actually go home for Thanksgiving.
I was in the front page of the Denver newspaper, just standing there playing my accordion. So.
You have the string of most oddest luck
it's
I've
weird.
Ever met.
Yeah.
Our luck is complete shit.
I know.
It's going to turn now. You know.
Oh,
embrace
so,
it.
We got the lucky
it's your
There's
lucky
my
day.
Horoscope. A squeeze box is in your future. Don't look the other way. All
right,
so
you have a chance to learn how to play it right now and be as good as him.
I know.
So what advice would you give to other young accordion wannabe players out there who just haven't quite found their knack? Don't ever give up or practice?
Yeah, I think switch to guitar.
Yeah. You're right.
So
that was awesome.
Because wonderful things might happen to you. Like you might get to open up for the mayor or play at the Wynn.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Or Monte Carlo. Or you might end up in the newspaper in the Denver.
It could happen.
Your life is bizarre.
Yeah.
We're going to have to hang out one night because I want to see just how you do it.
Awesome. I'll stay later on Monday. So.
Oh, what, to give me a few pointers?
Yeah.
Which is really sad that I've got to take pointers from an accordion player.
How about the chicken dance?
Oh, yeah. Well, here, I'll do, okay, I got it. Okay.
I'm Italian.
Wait, the clapping's fucking him up.
So if we throw a sound effect in there, like you couldn't play with somebody on the tambourine next to you because you'd be like, oh, because you've got two hands working,
yeah.
Well, buttons to push. Yeah.
Well, I used to have jingle bells, and I could put them around my ankles so I get the jingle bells going. I can't find them. So
Jay, I don't know where you found this guy.
You found.
You put jingle bells on your ankle.
Yeah.
So you're dancing around too.
Well, just kind of you beat your feet, and you know you get some beat going on there, and the jingles. You know. No, I don't have it now, but I need to.
Well, I know you don't have it now. Yeah. I can see you. You're sitting right there.
It's kind of lame, you know.
Although you do have red socks on.
That's kind of lame.
I don't even know where.
So when are you back at the Wynn?
Dumb.
Oh, Wednesday, but you don't. A weird twist of fate happened. She asked me if I could bring my piano next week and play piano instead.
Because they're getting just mighty sick of the accordion.
No, they love the accordion. But yeah, I think it's some kind of theme they're putting on. So I'll play a piano.
And now, do you?
I thought he was going to say some twist of fate. I'm going to be opening for
right.
Rod
Celine
Stewart.
Dion just happened to be off that night and booked me. I don't.
I'll be at Caesar's Palace for a week.
I'm probably going to get a gig. So, do you play the piano? Not that I'm saying that your accordion playing is bad, because it's not, and what do I know? I've only been playing
any
for 30 seconds.
Any key instrument, right?
It's about the same caliber. But no, but I played at the
Sax. Oh, great.
I played at the Sax Theater for like 2 weeks, like a couple months
ago. Did they know you were there?
Yeah. I lasted two
so
whole weeks.
So. Is this your shtick? You just basically, under the premise that you're good, you book every theater in town, and then when they realize you're not, they get rid of you, but yet... Nobody has ever said, listen, if some crazy guy in an accordion with a lighted up hat comes to you, you probably don't want to book him. No, nobody's ever said that.
No, yeah. It's,
No, because they want everybody to.
Look in my eyes.
They're like, we all want the same
they
pain.
They want everybody.
We want you to feel the same pain that we have. No, actually, I like you. You're fun.
Thanks.
And I love it that you wear sunglasses too while you're in the
glasses.
Studio.
No, I ordered them online, but I ordered them too dark a tint. It's an accident. So they're actually prescriptions.
So they're part of the. Now I'm a singer.
$22. Oh,
yeah. Well, why do you wear them? Just so people
see.
So you.
No, they're my glasses. They're prescription glasses.
Why are they so dark right now?
He just said he ordered them wrong online.
Yeah, they gave me three choices, and I thought it was the ones I had before, but they came too dark. So
you're walking around like you're hungover all day.
I know. No, yeah. I'm more like this guy. Pretty woman, walking down the street.
Pretty woman,
kinda like to be.
Pretty woman,
oh, you look lovely.
Yes.
Oh, you look lovely, just like me. Mercy.
he gets him into it, and then he's like, okay, well, let's go to the next song.
I know, like, right when you have, it's like an orgasm where you just stop right in the middle of the orgasm.
It was awesome having you on the show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. My pleasure.
Totally cool. Looking forward to Monday. I think Monday's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome, my legs are numb from this fucking 800-pound accordion. But
you'll never walk again.
Thanks. Thanks. But he'll magically get gigs all over the world. Like, I've got millions of dollars and you're a cripple.
I'll play your funeral.
Wah, awesome. Wah. Wah, wah. Can you do a wah, wah on the...
No, here. But I can do the
theme. Why would I even ask?
I could do the theme for Titanic.
Iceberg! Right ahead!
Nice. I found my silencer button. I found it.
The air button. There it is.
What use the word is?
There's no. Oh wait, I found it.
See, that's a sin. That's even scarier sounding. It's like feedback.
Oh, I don't even know. What the, I know a fucking accordion player.
Nice.
I don't even know what it's called.
Well, it was awesome having you on the show.
Hey, thank you, Squeeze.
I think Monday is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a hoot. Yeah,
well, cool. And all I'm going to say is, A, we like you. B, maybe you want to practice a little bit.
A little more, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great the way it is.
No, I might even print out like my little song booklets with the words so the gang can help me.
I swear to God, you spend more money on your marketing and your printed material than you do on your actual craft.
I do ink cartridges.
I think it's great just the way it is.
Awesome.
Yeah. Most people need a product to sell. This man has managed to do it the other way around.
Yeah, it's all packaging. You know?
Yeah. Unbelievable. Thanks. Well, thank you, Squeezebox Hero.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, man. It was awesome.
Come on, Jay. Let's have some fun. A little insanity has just begun. We've been waiting all the way from number 8. Come on, Jay. Don't hesitate. We're only one. We only want to have some fun. Come on, Jay. Give us number 1. Number 1. Number 1. Woo, number 1. Give us number 1.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you have been waiting for, the number one song of the week on the Crazy 8 Countdown. But real quick, number 2 was Santa's Gonna Kick Your Ass by the Arrogant Worms. Number 3 was I'll Be Stoned for Christmas by Bob Rivers, who also was in the number 4 slot with Because I Got High. Number 5 was Christmas Time, again by the Arrogant Worms. Number 6 was Jingle Bells, Laughing All the Way by St. Nick. And number 7 was I Farted on Santa's Lap by the Little Stinkers. And number 8 was Christmas Crush by Homegrown. And now it's time for the first number 1 song of your twisted Christmas season. It's our good little friend, Eric Cartman.
Stockings are hung on the chimney, and the presents are under the tree, and Mama's in the kitchen making some herbal tea. The windows are covered with frost, and the candles are all alight. But as I wander through this quiet house, something just doesn't seem right. The neighbors bring us a Swiss curly beef leg, but the neighbors aren't around. There's no beef leg to be found this year. No beef leg. Christmas isn't Christmas without a Swiss curly beef leg. Without the cheeses and meats, I don't think I can get along. Mother tries to comfort me. She says, here son, have some eggnog. But I fucking hate eggnog, seriously. see underneath the tree. Grandma got a Swiss colony beef left just for me.
That was awesome.
If you're wondering what has gone on in the show in the last 30 to 45 minutes, well, neither do we.
I think it's funny that I surprised you with the accordion.
And yet, the sad part is I found him by sheer accident. By the way, if this man ever shows up as a singing telegram when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to kill you before I die.
But it's even funnier because I knew him way back then. And we never met when he sent me that song originally.
Well, that's because he got popular putting out his one-track album and opening up for, like, everybody under the sun.
He didn't live in California.
I swear to God. Well, if you want the Squeezebox Hero, I guess he's on the Facebook.
He is. You can also go to squeezeboxhero.com.
He spends more money on his marketing and advertising than
free,
he doesn't actually...
Free souvenir songbook.
What you didn't hear off-air is he... flings out a piece of refrigerated beforehand cheese into the audience.
His face is printed on.
God. This man would give an anthropologist a hard-on. He's so bizarre.
You can
bizarre.
See him at the Win Dumb.
Yeah. He performs at the Win Dumb.
I don't care what you say. You lit up like a freaking Christmas tree when he did Lady Gaga. So don't...
And that, surprisingly, was the only song he knew most of.
Because it's current.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's pretty current.
Well, listen, if you're in town, if any of you happen to be traveling to Vegas and you want a really entertaining show on Monday, he will be performing at the Swingers Club, not a real Swingers Club.
I think he should do part of Name That Tune. I think it'd be funny.
No, I agree. But I think that also that if you're going to play the accordion for a living, you should actually learn the songs, too.
I think it's the comedy aspect of it. I don't think he's trying to be that serious about being an accordion player.
Well, I mean, any man that shows up in a Christmas light glowing hat, red socks and Tevas and sunglasses.
You wore red socks in here.
Yeah, but mine are cute.
It was great. And Angie Crumb.
Angie Crumb. Oh, all right, can we just talk about Kevin for a
minute? Okay, let's get it out.
So he just accepted my Facebook request.
Oh, my God.
He's not maybe what ordinary people might think is cute, but he's adorable. I would do him. Just saying.
That's not a surprise.
Yeah, I know. These days. So we've got the Rockin' Comedy Show Live coming up on Monday.
Yes, and then on Wednesday...
Oh, the Squeezebox Hero returns.
No.
Oh.
Man versus Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
Oh, yeah. Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
Yeah.
God love him. The biggest pain in the ass restaurant in the world, but God love him.
The Cheeburger, Cheeburger.
I don't care.
The challenge. It goes all the way up to 5 pounds.
No, it doesn't. Who the hell's going to eat 5 pounds worth
does.
Of burger?
I got all the information right here.
Oh, my God. Jay, I could barely stuff 2 pounds in my mouth. On a good night.
Right here. You could start at a pound and a half.
Which is what I thought the competition was because nobody could do 2 pounds last time.
5 pounds. $45.
Man, they'll do anything for a dollar over there.
From 6:30 to 7 is when you want to order and be part of the registration. 7:15, the competition begins. You have 25-minute time limit for the pound and a half. 10 minutes for additional half pound.
All right, listen, I'm just going to throw it out there. We would love for you all to come down to Cheeburger, Cheeburger. It is a really good restaurant.
They have amazing hamburgers.
But you are not going to eat 5 pounds of burger.
He has 4 people signed up for the 5-pounder.
I hope they have a heart attack right there.
I asked them if he had paramedics on board.
Listen, I love a good cheeseburger. I could barely eat a pound and a half, let alone 2 pounds. 5 pounds?
We've seen the people that were in there before.
Well, I'm just saying they couldn't even barely do it.
Well, I don't know. Now I guess it's just they're finally doing what we suggested before, put it all in one bun. They're making bigger buns and...
They make their own buns at Cheeburger.
Well, they've ordered special buns, yes.
I'm going to bring my special buns, too. If you can shove 5 pounds in your mouth, I'm going to let you shove it somewhere else.
So stupid.
Just saying.
So that's happening on December 5th. So we got some stuff happening.
And again, if any of you are out there listening, and we can't imagine why you would be at this point in the show.
Because this show is awesome, Doria.
We would love to see your talents at the Rock and Comedy Show live if you're ever in Vegas. It's the Plaza Hotel, the Swingers Club, inside the Plaza Hotel, and it's every Monday night from 6 to 11.
And it's a blast.
And I produce it, so it's great. Are we done?
I think we can wrap up, yes.
Okay, good.
So we'll see you guys Monday, and thanks for tuning in. Check out Mojo Pacific on the website.
Yes. And all of the other sponsors that are on there.
Well, of course. Yeah. You know, ZipFizz is always a personal
favorite. MailOutrage.com, Whiskey Dicks, Insert Coins.
Oh, and don't forget, December 15th, we'll be doing Whiskey Dicks again for Ladies Night. So,
is this the 80s Ladies Night?
The Ladies 80s Night.
I think you should venture off into like 90s Ladies Night.
It's not my call. They just asked me to host.
Will decides this?
Yes.
I'll talk to Will. I'm going to text him right now.
They wanted Ladies 80s Night. That's what they're getting.
Fine. I'm going to show up in my leg warmers and my fishnets.
They do Ladies Night every Thursday, but every third Thursday they do Ladies 80s Nights and I host it.
Wow. We're everywhere, folks.
It doesn't matter. You're getting free alcohol. It's a fun time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Free alcohol. But only if you produce or host or co-host or have anything to do
I
with the show.
I said you, as in you're going to be there with me, so you get the free alcohol.
Yes.
A lot of free alcohol.
And if you're lucky, the squeeze box hero might show up.
I don't care what you say.
I loved him.
You were laughing. I got pictures of that, and we posted some of... It's going to be amazing. Anyway, so Monday is going to be a great show. It is the Ugly Christmas Sweater Party and our fundraiser for Three Square Food Bank. So come out. Lots of good stuff. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website for more information. And tweet. Tweet with us. Follow us.
Like us.
Like us, please.
Stalk us.
Please.
Please.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Ciao.